And now, the Goldbergs. The Goldberg car stands in the driveway before Allison's house, and the family is ready to leave. Inside the house, Mr. Allison has finally learned the last and final thing that can be known about Sylvia, and he understands why Sammy doesn't want to marry her. And Allison is a little afraid of what Sylvia will do when she has nothing left in the world but her regrets. Molly is determined to take Sammy with her and leave as soon as he returns from his last meeting with the girl he loved, the girl he wanted to marry.
Jake?
Yes. Sammy's not back yet?
Not yet. He called. He called. He said he'll be right back.
Where was he? Where did he call from?
He didn't, sir.
Then let's get our things and wait in the car.
All right, Jake.
I can't stand this roof over my head another minute.
All right, darling. Gather yourself up, darling. And see if we have everything.
Did you see Allison?
Yes.
Well?
Nothing.
Did he have anything further to say?
Not to me. To his son-in-law.
That's none of our concern what he has with his son-in-law.
Son-in-law is nice, Jeff. He's very nice, Jeff.
He must be very nice. Extremely nice. Married to one woman and in love with another.
Go, Rosalie, darling. Take these things down to the car.
I knew that, Ma.
Here, Rosalie.
I go to movies, Ma. I read books.
Let her know, Molly. Let her know what life is. Would that I didn't live in my little world all my life. I wouldn't have been bamboozled by Sylvia like I was.
Wait, darling, come. I'll open the door for you, Rosalie.
I can't imagine, Ma. It's all right.
Take this also.
All right.
Wait, take Papa's Panama hat.
All right, Ma.
Put it in the front.
Oh, darling, that's the front seat that the door starts.
And it shouldn't get smashed up.
Be
careful. Oh.
If Sammy was coming right back, where is he?
He'll be here.
Don't you feel well, Molly?
Too well, not.
Too well, nobody feels.
I feel like a big period at the end of a sentence.
By a sentence, Molly? A period at the end of a chapter. And if I saw myself away from here, I'd feel like a wonder mark at the end of a long story.
Oh, it should only be the end.
It is the end.
Somebody by the door, ask first who it is, Jake.
Who is it?
Allison.
It's Allison.
Allison. Oh, it's Jake.
Why come in. Come in.
Oh, Sergeant.
Did they come back? Sammy and Sylvia?
Not yet.
I'll put these things in the car, dear. I'll go down.
But can't the three of us sit down and talk this thing out a little?
What is there to talk about, Miss Allison?
I think many things. We don't know. We don't always know about everything that happens to us. I never even gave my own son-in-law a chance to talk to me until today. All the things I thought he was, he is. But he's many other things, too. That's why I think... Sylvia loves Sammy. There's no doubt about that. Of course, if Sammy is sure that he doesn't love my daughter, well, then there's nothing to talk about. But if he still does, would you still object to Sylvia?
What answer do you expect from me, Miss Dallas? I love my son, Miss... If you love your child, you want her happiness, I want my son. All the things you're trying to tell me, I can't hear. He isn't all bad, I know, but she isn't good enough. She'll change, I'm not willing to wait. She loves him, but he mustn't love her. That's how I feel. Nothing can change me.
Is that how you feel too, Jack?
There'd be no happiness, Allison. How could there be? I wish it could be different. Believe me, dear friend. I wish it didn't have to end this way.
Jack.
Allison. What are you, a baby?
Help it, Jack.
Allison. I wish it could be different.
Please. Please. Oh, it's no use, Sylvia.
I can't even think what to say that might make you stop. All I can say is I wish this were the beginning again and nothing had happened between.
What's the use of saying that?
None. Well, I guess it'd be better if we just turned around and drove back home and I left.
And that's the beginning again for you. You'll go away and think of something else.
No.
You will. But I won't. Do you know why I brought you here? You can see the whole town from up here. Those are the lights. This is the one place from which someone living here can see the whole town at once.
And I suppose this is the one place from which you can see your whole life at once. Is that what you mean?
Yes. You're smart, Sam. You understand everything. Do you believe everything I tell you now?
Yes.
Do you believe I love you more than anything in the world?
I believe you love me.
And that's not enough for you?
That's not enough for anyone.
And I'm the one that was called selfish and mean and miserable.
People can't live with each other day in and day out with love alone.
People can learn. Oh,
please, Sylvia.
All right. I've cried. I've begged you. I've asked to be forgiven.
Sylvia,
it's all right. I can't go back to that town. I can't go back to my father. Everyone hates me or despises me. What would you do if you were me, Sam?
I can't answer that.
I can.
Sylvia.
I've made up my mind. I once tried to kill myself when I was a little girl. We were up here on a picnic and I wanted something. I don't remember what. Maybe it was more ice cream. And they wouldn't let me have it. And I ran out here crying. And I stood where this car is now. And I said I'd jump off if they didn't give it to me. I meant.
Let's go back, Sylvia.
And they promised me that I could have what I wanted. I came back. And they slapped me and sent me to sleep. All my life I knew I made a mistake.
I'll drive back, Sylvia. Let me drive.
Why? I'm not going to live after you go, Sam.
You're crazy, Sylvia.
Maybe I am. People couldn't live the way I live, with these storms going on inside their minds all the time, and remain safe. Maybe I am crazy. But you... Well, let's go back, Sam.
Wait.
What for?
We'll get married.
Sammy.
Yes, I mean it. I mean it. I don't know if you mean what you say. No one could know, not even yourself.
Oh, I don't care why you're marrying me. As long as you are. Oh, I'll show you. You love me once, you'll love me again. You will, oh, you will.
Let's go back now.
All right, we will. We'll show them, all of them. They want me to be unhappy. Oh, they want me to be unhappy, to punish me. But we'll be the happiest people.
I'm marrying you not to be the happiest person in the world. I'm marrying you because I can't have your life, even the threat of your losing it on my conscience. But I'd rather be dead than married to you.
Say that again. You'd rather be dead than be married to me.
What's there to live for, married to you? Sylvia. Sylvia.
You have your wish.
Give me that wheel.
Let go.
The car goes hurtling over the edge, crashing through the shrubbery and small trees, the motor roaring and screaming in the night. And Sammy and Sylvia are in it.